Hello, everyone. I'm Dale Coulis, and you're tuning into the Wednesday edition of the Berkshire Hathaway podcast. And today we have on realty expert Ben Olson, and he'll be with us today right after this.
You sold your house today. Maybe you'd move to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding or birdies. You could get into wine, not that into wine, or skiing, warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. What would tomorrow look like?
All right, welcome back. And we are here with Ben Olson in the studio. How are we doing today?
Good. How are you guys today?
Yeah, doing great. The leaves, they be a-changing, getting ready for autumn.
It is time for fall. Officially, I think October is here.
Yeah, I went for a run the other day, and I was kicking up leaves everywhere, but yesterday was kind of like, seemed like the last official nice day of the season, and now today is just a little gloomier.
Yep, I know it's going to start cooling off, and that's one thing that, you know, is just part of our four seasons that we get here in Grand Forks and in our areas that we can, you know, basically see all the fall and everything, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got to love it. And we also got to love the main core topic of today's show, how to beat higher interest rates.
Yeah, so obviously, because it's fall, you know, things are kind of slowing down the real estate market just a little bit. But we're kind of seeing interest rates go up like crazy. Like, we haven't seen this type of interest rate for a long, long time. Right now, I've been seeing rates that, daily rates that come into my email inbox from the lenders directly at like 6.875% or, you know, 6.825% or something like that. So the rates are actually pretty, pretty high compared to what they have been in the last couple of years, especially. And so I want to talk about a few tips and tricks to help beat that and how, you know, get you into a place despite the higher interest. We got to remember back when, like, my parents, for example, bought their house, they paid about 9.5% interest on their loan. And people say, well, you could buy a lot more house back then, you need a better house. That's true. But, you know, basically, they did a loan for $160,000, and their interest rate was around, you know, 9.5%, but they were able to refinance, and they're still able to get into a place. So even if you equate that to today's dollars, which is like if you got a $160,000 house, and then you paid, you know, 6.5% interest, you're still paying cheaper interest than you would have been paying even in the 90s. So it's not historically low, but it's not historically high either. But the first step, I would say, is to apply to different lenders. That's your number one thing. So when you go to apply for a mortgage, you get to do as many applications to as many mortgage companies as you want, and it only reflects as one pull on your credit, right? So when you go to a lender, they'll tell you, okay, you're going to do this loan application, it's going to pull your credit, it's going to pull a hard inquiry, and that's going to ding your credit, right? So the nice thing is that Congress saw that that was an issue. They passed a law saying that if you do your loan application in one basically time frame, that you should be able to not have your credit dinged more than once.
So that's good. Yep.
So it's a really big benefit for you to go out and talk to different lenders in the community. If you have banks or accounts at different bank accounts, call them. Check with national lenders. Check with local lenders. You never know what type of deals and things that they're going to have.
With Berkshire Hathaway, people applying through there, yeah, to try and find their home, have resources for all the lenders available in town. I'm sure a quick Google search can bring up a few or a bunch, but they could probably get easily mixed up with all kinds from the region and just not just a nice just bullet point list of local lenders.
Right, yeah. So I actually have a list of lenders that I like to work with, that I work well with, and I think really try to help out the client. Like, they really are conscientious about making sure the client is taken care of in a lot of ways. I have lenders that offer free appraisals. I have lenders that offer certain programs that help discount your interest rate depending on if you can get any seller concessions, right? And that kind of leads into, you know, our second point is you need to learn about the different mortgage programs that each lender offers and the ones that are offered universally, right? So obviously we talk about conventional FHA, USDA, VA, all those type of financing, North Dakota Housing Finance, right? Those are pretty much offered at every lender, right? Every lender pretty much offers this run-of-the-mill. But there's certain programs that lenders offer, like interest rate buy-down, temporary interest rate buy-downs, right? So there's certain lenders that can take closing costs from the seller, from their proceeds, and direct it into an account that helps buy down your interest for the first 3 years, let's say, of your loan. So instead of the first year of your loan, you're paying 6.5%, let's say you're paying 4.5%. Then the next year will go up to 5.5, and then the next year will go back up to 6.5. But hopefully, in the meantime, rates will have either gone down, or if they've gone up, at least you know you're still locked in at 6.5%, right? So that's just an example of programs that different lenders can do to help you afford your mortgage, basically. So, you know, that's really important. Every percentage you pay more in interest, you add another about $100 or more on your payment a month.
It goes up a little by little over time.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And you got to think about, you know, every little piece of it matters. Like every little piece of your mortgage matters. Every dollar that goes to it matters. So if you're saving money on interest, that's good for you. That's always really important.
Yeah. So if some people might only plan to do, depending on how their financial situation is, they could have a shooting, maybe have a loan paid off in like a year or two. Other people maybe shooting more long-term, several years. Right. You guys can help point them in the type of loans that would work best for their situation.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that we talk about with our clients all the time. And obviously it depends on the type of property too. I mean, obviously it's more difficult to do a USDA loan on a property that needs a lot of work, you know, because obviously that doesn't meet the USDA requirements. So there's that side of it too. But the main point is that you need to learn about which type of programs the lenders will offer and what they'll do for you. Basically, you know, if they have a great program where you can do a temporary interest buy down and that works for you, do that. If they can do something where they cover part of your closing costs or their origination fee is lower or they're trying to save you money, that's who you need to go through and that's who you need to focus on. And they should walk you through all your options. I mean, any good lender should sit down with you and say, okay, here are all your options. Here's how everything works. And like, they shouldn't keep you in the dark. You shouldn't leave with questions.
Yeah.
If you do, you should get them answered. And if they don't answer your questions or they're not on it, then, you know, it might be time to switch lenders. And that's one thing I actually encourage people to do. It's not on my list of topics, but, you know, sometimes you might have to switch lenders.
Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes you might have to, you know, decide that, hey, you know what, my lender is not working for me. My lender's not like doing the things that I need to do to try to get this house done, like getting appraisals ordered, getting things done. I mean, those are really, really important things. And as a real estate agent, I see it firsthand. I see it happen, you know.
Have some bad past examples where, hey,
right,
things aren't working out. Let's explore your other options.
Right, definitely. And so that comes with, you know, lower rates. You never know. So it's important. I know one person who applied at a different bank ended up saving a lot of money on their mortgage because they got a much lower rate just by applying somewhere else.
Yep.
You never know. So apply, learn about their programs, all right? The third thing is to be price conscious, and this kind of involves me. It also involves your lender. It also involves yourself, right? Worry about your bottom dollar. Worry about the nickels and dimes and the dollars that are going into, you know, what's your origination fee? What are all those fees that you're going to have to pay, you know, to your mortgage lender and things like that? You know, you don't have to pay me any fees if I'm your buyer's agent usually, because I'm usually covered by the seller's commission. So that's nice on my end.
Yeah, that's a very nice thing to have covered, just like all those. And like you said, if you're not, if they're kind of going through all the lenders there, they got to be help make them keep an eye out for all the fine little details that they may be responsible for down the line.
Well, that and then also you have to remember that when you're shopping for houses, making sure that you're looking at the nickel and dime part about the house. So, for example, if you walk into a house and you realize that it needs $10,000 worth of work, make that times two, right? Right. Just assume that it's double whatever you're actually thinking, because that's what it probably is going to be or probably could be. And also, it's just realistic to really think about your bottom dollar at this point. You know, with inflation the way it is and interest rates going up, you got to be able to manage your dollar. And so that's something that I really am kind of beating in the head of my buyers and sellers, is be price sensitive, because that's where the market's at. Like, you got to make sure that you look at, you know, is this house a good deal or not? You know, am I really getting what I want for the price this is? And if it's not, then it's maybe not the right house for you, right? Just because things might be moving fast does not mean you should not focus on getting a good deal.
Yeah, it's very interesting to bring up being just price conscious in general and just factoring in inflation, supply chain issues going on in the world today.
The house you're moving into has a broken window.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows? Who knows when you're going to get that window? I mean, it probably is in stock, but it's going to be more expensive than it has been in a long time, right? So those are all factors to think about, you know? And then the last thing, I guess, is to really find a good deal. And when I say find a good deal, you know, I don't mean like you're going to go find the cheapest house on the block, but it may mean that you find something that's well within your budget. So part of being price conscious and finding a good deal is just searching well within your budget. So I had a client who was pre-qualified up at 260. They ended up buying a house for 160. Because they just didn't, they didn't need the high payment. They didn't need a $260,000 house. They needed a house that was big enough for them and their family to make it work for them. And that happened to be at $160,000. It wasn't at the $260,000. They could have gotten a great house for $260,000, no question. I mean, they would have had a beautiful house either way. But at least this point, their mortgage is like $1,000 cheaper a month.
Yeah, that is a huge savings.
It's $1,000 cheaper a month just because they're price conscious, just because they realized, hey, you know what? I don't need a $2,250 a month mortgage. I can do a $1,250 a month mortgage. That's way more comfortable for me. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I tell people, you know, you'd be surprised that when you downsize and when you live a little bit smaller, there's nothing wrong with that because you're just saving money. You're not dumping money into interest, which is what you're going to be paying on at a higher house price. And that's kind of what I told them too. I said, if you buy at the 260 mark, you're going to be paying interest at $260,000 every month. Right? I mean, if you buy at the 160 mark, you're paying interest on 160, and that helps a lot. So those are two really good things. And I think being price conscious too. I mean, find the good deal. Wait for a good deal. Not every house is a good deal. And I can help you figure that out. And how I do that is I go back and I look at other sold homes that have sold within the last year, and I make a comparison, and I say these homes are good or not as good as this home that you're currently looking at. And I can give you the numbers and show you, you know, these are the improvements that I see are different and not different. And you can look at it for yourself. But also if you're an active buyer kind of out there in the market, you can kind of already notice, you know, you can kind of already notice that if you're in the 200,000 range, you'll probably expect this type of build quality, this type of quality home, you know, if you're higher or lower, whatever. But I think that making sure you find a good deal that's what's going to save you. I mean, it's what's going to save you money in the long term. Because here's the thing. Wait until the interest rates go down, let's say, and then you refinance. Now you just refinanced a great deal, right? Yeah. Not only did you negotiate well on the home that you bought, you made sure you're price conscious. When the interest rate does go down, you reward yourself by already having a good house and you have equity, right? And you weren't paying a crazy amount of interest. So it's kind of a big factor that will help buyers that in this crazy time where they think, man, I need to move, I should move, or I should buy a house, but I don't know about the interest rate. Do it now before it goes up, because inflation is still at 8.5%, right? I mean, to truly counteract inflation, we have to get interest rates up to the same amount. So, you know, we're getting up there. They're raising them up at the Fed rates, and people make the mistake that the Fed rate is not correlated with the housing rate, basically. But there is correlation, because you got to see that when the cost of borrow money between banks goes up, the cost of borrow money between businesses and consumers goes up. So it's going to be really interesting to see how we kind of weather this storm. But these are kind of some simple tips and easy things that you can do as a buyer today. If you need that house, if you're looking, if you're going to downsize, whatever you're doing, this is probably some good rules to follow this time around.
Yeah, and all four tips too is great too, because all the resources for all you guys at Berkshire Hathaway, you could just, like you said, present them to a nice, easy, presentable format, easy to understand for like laymen like me, could be a little intimidated.
Hey,
be
it's
like,
not that hard. You just have to know the steps. Like, you just have to know what to look out for. And like my clients who just closed on their $160,000 house, I'm proud of them. I'm proud that they pick something that wasn't crazy expensive, that they can afford really easily, be comfortable in, and big enough. You know, there are those good deals. And they got a house on Belmont Road.
Oh,
in
yeah.
Grand Forks. I mean, they got a $160,000 duplex in Grand Forks on Belmont Road for $160,000. That's nothing.
Yeah, Belmont. It's
great. Yeah. They live right across the street from Phoenix, which is a perfect area. I mean, you can't really beat. You know, you can't really beat having a client who can have that type of deal and not have to worry about money now, as far as the mortgage goes. You know, it's a pretty affordable mortgage when you can get to that point.
Yeah, that's a fantastic neighborhood. I know we're just mentioning that I do running. I have Belmont Roads. I'm on my running routes, and the houses down there are just absolutely fantastic.
From all the way from the top to the bottom. I mean, that's the nice thing is that any house along that whole strip of Belmont, you could pretty much take, redo, and make it nice, and it'll fit in the neighborhood. You know, it's a very diverse street, which is really interesting. But that's the nice thing is there's a lot of potential there. You know, if you buy a house there that's maybe not as good looking and fix it up, it's going to blend in with the nicer houses that are along the whole block. So, or the whole road. I mean, really, I shouldn't even say block. It's really, you know, the miles of road.
Like, yeah, miles.
Yeah, I mean, but it blends in eventually, you know, and so that's, I think, would be important, that if you're looking at a fixer-upper, that's a great thing to look at right now. You don't have to spend a lot of money on the fixing.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to do crazy amount of stuff. You can just live in it, make it cleaned up, and spend money when you have the money.
Yeah. So very, very well said. The great 4 points for how to beat interest rates there. Yep. Now, as we wrap up here, I know you mentioned there's a couple of Halloween promotions going on with Berkshire Hathaway here. You want to make sure to go over?
Yeah, so obviously we mentioned on the week, every week on the podcast about the events we have coming up. Right now at Berkshire Hathaway, we have a pumpkin patch. So if you need a pumpkin, go ahead and stop by our location at 1725 32nd Avenue South. It's across from Hugo's, so you can go ahead and pick up your pumpkin and just take off. So
don't have to drive all the way out of town.
No, don't have to drive all the way out of town, and you can just come stop by and pick one up while supplies last. And then we also will be having our Trunk or Treat event on October 31st from 4 to 7 in our parking lot. We'll have a bunch of different vendors there, and make sure to dress up for Halloween.
Awesome. Very cool. So before we go for the day, Ben Olson, what's the best way for that people can reach out and contact you?
Just by cell phone, 701-318-2676.
All right. And there you go. And that is a wrap to your Wednesday edition of the Berkshire Hathaway podcast. Many thanks to Ben Olson for joining us today. Many thanks to producer Paul. And we'll be back with the next Berkshire Hathaway podcast Friday morning at 10. Until then, have a groovy day and goodbye for now.